Well, tonight we're finishing up the series on the great physician. Come back to our key verse for the series. Proverbs 4:23 through 27 reads, "Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. Never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. Keep looking straight ahead without turning aside." And the two verses we're going to focus on tonight, know where you are headed and you will stay on solid ground. Don't make a mistake by turning to the right or the left. Many moons ago when I used to teach anatomy physiology back then at Michigan Christian College, every first day of class, I would ask for a volunteer to do some running for me. And I always asked for the one who thought was the strongest athlete, the greatest endurance, the most fit. And it never failed that I would have a bunch of hands going up, and then there was this me, and this competing against one another to be picked. And I would pick the boldest and the greatest braggart, and I would say, okay, you're the greatest athlete in the class. It's very simple. I want you to run for 3 minutes. And it never failed that I would get some flack that I only ask for a mere 3 minutes. And I'd say, nope, that's all I want you to run, 3 minutes. And then come back and we'll check your blood pressure. And then we'll see where we are. And the kid would start running. And 3 minutes later, heavy panting and complaining, "I'm tired. I'm sore. Are you sure it was only 3 minutes? And I'd check the blood pressure and I'd say, "Oh, you still got some left in you. Go run for another 3. And if the kid didn't completely conk out after the second 3-minute run, I'd have the kid run one more time. No one ever made it beyond 3 3-minute runs. They would typically collapse to the ground and moan, complain, and all sorts of pitiful cries. And I don't understand it. How come I couldn't do it? And it would begin a lesson on detraining. What is detraining? Well, textbook definition calls it the partial or complete loss of training-induced adaptation in response to an insufficient training stimulus. In English, it's use it or lose it. You lose fitness when you stop exercising, whether it's the intensity that drops, or it's the duration that drops, or you simply say, "I've reached my goal, I'm good," and you stop both the duration and the intensity. Now, this can happen to a beginner athlete, just as easily as it can happen to an Olympic athlete. Because all you have to do is work less hard the next day. And the next, and the next, and the next. Why? Well, there's a couple of reasons. The athlete gets tired, or the athlete gets sore. Christians are spiritual athletes, which is why we're going through all of this exercise in vocabulary. You see, we are to train. We are to train through Bible study, prayer. We are to offer a sacrifice of praise. We are to give a committed worship. We are to fellowship with one another. We are to serve one another. We are to strive to honor our God. We are to remember to rest in Him. That recovery stage. We are to obey Him without reservation. He calls us to love more deeply. But sometimes what happens to us is we suffer burnout. We take on more than what we think we can handle. We try to bear heavy loads because we're that tough. We can do it. And we do that for such a long stretch of time and all on our own. We stumble and fall. We go through times where we neglect resting in Him. And then we collapse from spiritual exhaustion. Sometimes the willpower and the motivation to keep on keeping on becomes damaged because of relationships, whether it be in the family or in the church. And then we undergo detraining as Christians. Sometimes we place our development in the advice of a teacher or a best-selling author, or a motivational speaker. But what we're really doing is neglecting the great, almighty, personal trainer. You see, He understands us as individuals. Yes, we're all on the same team, but we are all individual players on that team. And as such, we have individual spiritual physiology, individual endurance. Some of us are sprinters. Some of us are distance runners. Some of us are hurdlers. Some of us throw javelins. Every one of us has a completely different spiritual gift set from the others. It's what makes us unique. It's what makes us divinely His. It's what makes us commissioned to do a specific work. But oftentimes what we do is we compare our Christian walk with someone else, which is totally unfair. And we don't realize it, And then we end up leaving the trail that God marked out for us because we had some unrealistic expectation that we were supposed to measure up to someone else. I'm supposed to have an unshakable patience, just like someone else I know. But I don't have the same circumstances. I haven't had the same experiences. I don't have the same background and gifts. But yet I'm comparing myself to someone else. And because I lack some fruit of the Spirit to the same level of someone else, then I give up. I've heard people trying to take on fasting. And they watch specific pastors on television saying, I've got a book that'll teach you how to do it. And in fact, you're going to do it for 21 straight days. And this is a person that's never even fasted for a day before. So after 5 hours, when they get hungry and cave and have a snack, oh no, I didn't make the 21. So I can't do it. I can't measure up. I blew it. Boy, did I waste a lot of money on this book. And did I waste a lot of time listening to this guy? And did I waste a lot of time thinking that I could reach a higher holiness? What about when small group leaders, they come together and they pick a particular book or a Bible study, and they assume that every person in that group is going to come to the very same conclusions that the leader has on every single subject, that will answer the question in only one particular way. Room for discussion isn't necessary. And in fact, they will think just as highly about the topic as I think. And then they become discouraged, dismayed, and discombobulated when one by one people stop showing up because they're not getting anything out of it. God created every one of us as individuals. He can and will meet your individual need right where you are. He knows your level. He knows your condition. He knows your gifts. He knows you inside and out. He knows you better than you know you. So he knows how you can and will respond when he places in front of you a spiritual exercise. If you are suffering from detraining, there is treatment. we find the advice in Hebrews 12:12-13. Now stand up straight. Stop your knees from shaking and walk a straight path. Then lame people will be healed instead of getting worse. When you're unable to continue whatever race is set before you, the first thing you have to do is remove from your focus whatever is hindering you, whatever is offending you, whatever is causing you to stop. You give it to your personal trainer. You give it to your God. Let him take that from you. And let him come along beside you and run with you. When we get to the point where we become so weak, when we are scarce able to move, we have to call up the great physician, because he has a treatment plan. He has a set of exercises. He has attainable goals. He has the right recovery to truly strengthen us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can and will be restored to serve Him afresh. Feet don't turn off the path to the right or to the left because they think they're taking the Lord's course. They're turning to the right or to the left because they don't think they can do His course. He will strengthen you. He will lead you. He will run with you. Trust Him with the race He has set before you. And it's your race, not someone else's, not your church's, not your family's. It's yours. Trust your personal trainer. Lord, we thank You that You are the great physician. We place our trust in You to bring the strength, to bring the course, to bring the sustaining power, to bring the right people to run alongside of us that will encourage us, that will build us up. That will help us. That will tell us the truth. That will stay with us no matter what obstacle. You have given us a race. Each one of us has a different race. But because You have said it, You have set the race, and you have picked the runners for it. By your power and strength, by your prodding and leading, by your shouts of affirmation, each one of us can finish strong. Each one of us can stay on the path, stay in the lane, and focus our eyes on the finishing line and not worry about what's to the left or to the right. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the time that we can spend with you in conversation, in times when we can simply rest in you and listen to your soft, sweet, and gentle voice. We love you, our triune God and Savior. We run for you. Amen.